Monsieur le
President, Luxembourg aligns itself with the statement made by the European Union. It might seem to be difficult to devote a general debate to progress achieved in implementing the VDPA when today's world suggests to us that we are moving backwards at high speed. The world of 1993 saw a thirst for freedom and a time of hope. The world of 2024 is torn apart by armed conflicts and criminal atrocities. The triple planetary crisis is threatening the future of future generations. And the debt crisis is hampering the capacity of two-thirds of governments to provide public services, education, health, infrastructure, social security services to their populations. Disinformation accelerated by technological platforms is deceiving whole parts of our society, causing them to vote against their interests and promoting dehumanizing policies and granting power to autocrats who are corrupt. Human rights is facing all of these storms ravaging our societies. Principles of universality, indivisibility, inalienability enshrined in the UDHR and the VDPA are still relevant today. In Luxembourg, the Echternach dancing procession, which is recognized as part of the UNESCO intangible cultural heritage of humanity, is an apt metaphor for the human rights movement. Two steps forward, one step backwards. Progress is constant, even if we are seeing a path littered with obstacles. My delegation is concluding its mandate in the Human Rights Council this year. We cooperated in good faith with all members and observers of the Council, the OHCHR, special procedures and civil society. We have endeavoured to overcome silos and ideological differences in the name of international solidarity to achieve human rights for all. We shall continue our work to implement our commitments that we pledged to uphold at the 75th anniversary celebrations of the UDHR. This requires unwavering honesty